Hello and welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. On July 17th, 1955, Disneyland, Walt Disney's metropolis of nostalgia, fantasy and futurism, opens. The $17 million theme park was built on 160 acres of former orange groves in Anaheim, California, and soon brought in staggering profits.
Well, Mrs. Disney, we've made children all over the world happy by creating Disney World. Unfortunately, we don't have any children of your own, and I know that you are 34 years, 364 days old, so I want to have children with you at this very instant. Come on, let's get in the bed.
Well, darling, I don't think you understand a number of things, including that I can't have a child at this moment. But more importantly, that when I turn 35, I should be consulting a doctor about the increased health risks of getting pregnant.
You're not 35 yet, so let's have a kid now!
But I'll be pregnant when I'm 35.
But just get pregnant really fast and have the baby quick, like
no,
a one-day baby.
No, doesn't happen. In fact, not only does it not happen, but tomorrow's my birthday, so no.
I'll get you a present.
No.
Today and tomorrow? Like
no.
A baby present and a birthday present?
A baby present isn't a birthday present for me. That sucks.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, I guess we have to see a doctor or something and wait 9 months.
Oh, you're so cute when you're sad. Let's just go get in bed.
Okay.
Thankfully, Mrs. Disney did consult a doctor shortly thereafter, and she was made well aware of all the increased health risks that women of 35 and older can incur, possibly, by getting pregnant. Make sure that you do the same if you are a woman of 35 or older, and that sounds like a good plan. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.